Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We start in the occupied West Bank, where at least five people have been killed in violence between Israeli forces and Palestinian fighters. Large numbers of people have been arrested after an Israeli raid in the Nur Shams refugee camp that's still ongoing. Israeli forces also raided several homes, while military bulldozers destroyed houses, shops and other critical facilities in Nur Shams. There have been global calls for restraint after an apparent Israeli drone strike against Iran. The head of Iran's army says air defenses shot down three unknown objects over Isfahan province. Iranian media say a nuclear site and a military base in the vicinity were not damaged. Now, this comes after Israel threatened to attack Iran again after Tehran's drone and missile strike on Saturday. That, in turn, was a response to an Israeli attack on Iran's consulate building in Syria. Well, these ongoing tensions between Iran and Israel has dominated the final day of discussions at the G7 summit in Italy. Foreign ministers called for de-escalation while threatening further sanctions against Iran. And then on Gaza, they warned against any full-scale military operation in Rafah. The Ukrainian military says it's downed a strategic long-range Russian bomber for the first time. Meanwhile, Ukraine is saying that nine people have been killed in Russian strikes overnight. It happened in the central city of Dnipro. And then elsewhere in the Donetsk region on Friday, President Volodymyr Zelensky was on the front line where he visited trenches and inspected army defenses. This is the country braces itself for a renewed Russian offensive in the spring or summer. Well, later during a virtual meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Council, Zelensky said NATO must choose whether it really is an ally of Kyiv by stepping up and providing further military support. Also following developments in Croatia, where the top court has ruled that the president, Zoran Milanovic, isn't allowed to become the next prime minister. Milanovic had ignored calls to step down as president before running for prime minister, representing the Social Democratic Party. Croatia voted in parliamentary elections on Wednesday, in which the governing conservative HDZ party won most of the seats, but not enough to form a government. And then millions of voters have cast their ballot in India's first day of elections. Voting will last more than 6 weeks. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a third five-year term. The Indian government has failed to give visas to Al Jazeera's correspondents to cover this story. So we're covering the election from outside the country instead.
Coming up on The Take, new and expecting mothers navigate an increasingly treacherous war zone. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.